Sanspants Radio, this again.
This week's episode is brought to you by Lewis Smith, Adam Brown, and Zoe, Please Marry Me. The answer to all those names is yes. Enjoy today's episode. Love you.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. We ask important questions like, why do Siths take apprentices? I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm kind of sick this week, listeners, so don't expect much excitement from Team Dusha. Oh, boy.
Okay, so Siths. We all know Siths. We all know what they do.
They're the bad Jedi, right.
Now, the Jedi Council, they've got shit together. Mm-hmm. Well, they had shit together.
Oh, they knew what they were doing. They had a big house. Mm. They were okay.
So they had like a big old temple, and they're like, let's just train as many Jedi as we can because let's all have a fun time and hug each other.
They made a school.
They did.
I think that was in a video game.
A Jedi Academy, right? If you will.
Right?
Yes. In fact, the Jedi Temple is almost a Jedi Academy all the time.
Yoda's a teacher. He teaches those younglings.
He definitely does.
In the Star Wars universe, kids is not a word.
So
I'm pretty sure Watto calls Anakin a kid.
And there's someone called Kid Fisto.
Kit Fisto.
Oh, not Kid Fisto.
No, Kid Fisto is not a good name. Kit Fisto, sick name.
All right.
He dies like a punce, though.
Yeah, but he's sick before.
No, but which one is he? Is he a pod racer?
No, he's a squid-looking motherfucker. The Emperor or Darth Sidious just destroys.
I don't know him.
In about like maybe 4 seconds. It's dumb. Anywho. I kind of want to get angry about that, but it's just on a side note. So Mace Windu, before he's gonna confront the Emperor, right? Because he's like, you're the Sith Lord we know about. I'm going to grab my three sweet Jedi bodies to let's go and fight him because there's three. We're all Jedi fucking masters. Two of them die within about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Kit Fisto puts up a decent fight of about 10.5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it's just Mace Windu one-on-one.
I feel like that's Samuel L. Jackson's fault. I want to put the blame squarely on his well-toned shoulders.
So, in the Star Wars universe, there is something called... The Sith have this thing of the rule of two.
Yeah.
Which is there can only be one master and one apprentice. And that's it. Mm. Nothing else. So there's always just two happening at one time. And how they go about when things change is that the apprentice will kill the master and then they become the master and then the cycle repeats itself, right? So
is there a reason why?
Looking into it, it was also equally as dumb. This guy called Darth Bane made it happen because he's like, no, it's unruly. The Sith it was a way to make the Sith not be as power hungry or something like that.
But what if, I'm like an apprentice or whatever, and I got my master and he's training me, but I'm like halfway through, I'm not great yet. Mm. And then it's like, holy shit, there's this other Sith popping up. Am I like... And he's like, you just got to kill me. There's got to be two, mate.
Well, that's pretty much what happens. That's all the Emperor is like, you know, it's like Darth Maul is there. And then he's like, oh, he dies. I'll get someone else. It's Count Dooku. And then in front of Count Dooku, he's kind of like, who I'm getting grooming for the next Sith apprentice, kill him. You can kind of just see this is the betrayal in Count Dooku's face.
I just don't know.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
Like, I get where they're coming from. Like, hey, less Sith, less infighting, neat. But like four.
Yeah.
Two seems just like a ridiculous level of, like, the fact that they follow the rules still.
Oh, it's a very odd.
Like, hey, I know this is impractical and going to fuck us over, but I got to end your life.
Hmm. And it always ends the same way, in treachery. So Darth Sidious...
So nobody's expecting it?
Sort of. Like, well, Darth Sidious tells a story of the tragic tale of Darth Plagueis and how he could stop everyone from dying except himself because Darth Sidious murdered him in his sleep.
So your Jedi powers just not wake you up.
I don't know.
You should be, you're Force aware. Surely, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then when young Anakin Skywalker becomes the new Sith Lord, within about a good 20 minutes, maybe a good halfer, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to betray the Emperor, kill him, and me and you, Padme, we can rule the universe as king
Surely
and queen,
Surely that's not like the
wife.
First time it's happened either. Like, how long have Sith been Sith? Since the dawn of time?
there was like originally there was like a Jedi, a Sith order thing.
Was it Darth Bane who was like, how do you even propose that? You're like, so I've got this new system.
I'm going to kill all of you except for me and my other lad.
Yeah, because I think this is it's too much going on.
There's too much infighting,
like,
guys.
Right, Darth Bane. Yeah, okay. Now that's a movie I want to see.
Honestly, the politics of like,
well,
Bane.
In the prequels, if they didn't set that up, it means that the Clone Wars could have been something fucking sick of just like Jedi and Sith just going to town on each other, like non-stop lightsaber fights.
Yeah, because if you had that many Jedi and that many Sith, surely.
That's the whole. It just doesn't make sense. It, like, if you're the Sith and you're like, the Jedi are like a sworn enemy, there's a billion of them.
I know,
yeah, right?
The best way to take them down is to cut our numbers down to two.
Like, let's be weaker is probably the best way to go about this.
I think it was because one of the crazy Sith, and it might have been Bane, it might have been another one.
Seems like this Darth Bane is the cause of a lot of problems. That's some crazy ideas.
He was of the opinion that the more Jedi and Sith there are, like, there is a finite amount of force. Mm. So the more they are, is the weaker I become.
He had no idea about midichlorians, apparently.
So when there's less Sith, I can tap into more of the force.
Hey.
So it's kind of like, we have 1 liter of force, there's 10 of us, you know.
100 mil each.
100 mil each, I only want two of us, 600 mil for me, 400 mil for you.
It's sound reason.
That's pretty much. Basically, Bane had a glass of water he didn't want to share. Well, he only wanted to share once.
With one other guy. So if Darth Bane just went... Is that why they're trying to exterminate the Jedi? Because if they get rid of all the Jedi, then there's like more force to go around?
Maybe.
Because that's pretty sick.
But as we discovered in the midichlorian episode, that is not the case. So it's kind of funny to imagine that Jedi, old school Jedi, is sort of like old school science for us now. Yeah. Like, we're looking back like... The 1800s, like, they were fucking idiots.
With the bile.
Yeah, they were just like, put fucking leeches on shit. That'll,
ridiculous.
That'll
like,
sort
look,
you
we,
out.
We got scientific with it now. We know it's about midichlorians. Hey, so this Darth Pelagius.
Yeah.
Plagueis, yeah.
So Darth Plagueis, he could stop himself from dying. He could stop anyone from dying.
He had so much control of the Force.
Could Anakin
do
that?
With midichlorians that... well,
one of us is saying midichlorians wrong. It's either you or me. Because I'm saying midichlorians, you're saying midichlorine.
Either or.
No, I feel like
there's a lot both of saying midichlorians.
Like, again, watching. You know how, like, Padme?
Yeah.
You know how Anakin pronounces Padme?
How?
Padme. He's the only one that does it. Everyone else is Padme. I don't understand Star Wars pronunciation, guys.
Pronunciate? it's pretty funny for him to be like, Miss Padme Skywalker. Padme Skywalker.
It's just like, it's Padme.
It's Padme of Naboo.
Padme.
Padme. That's why their relationship
broke. No, but could Anakin stop people dying?
The whole thing with the Darth Plagueis thing is that he did teach people how to do it, and it's like the Force ghost kind of thing.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought Qui-Gon did that.
Yeah, no, but like, as in, like,
how are they still discovering new Force tricks?
Because Plagueis,
how are they losing Force tricks?
Plagueis was like, I can stop people from dying.
Yeah,
the Emperor, who was his apprentice, was like, I could teach that to you, young Anakin.
Mm.
Does he? I don't think he does.
Well, Anakin dies, so I feel like the answer is probably no.
No.
And the Emperor also dies, so I feel like someone fucked up.
I tell you why nobody knows all these old Force tricks, because the Sith are like, kill everyone. Plagueis is like, hey, I can, like, I've got this whole new power. They're like, but there needs to be two. How do you decide what two? You get like a million Sith, and it's like, all right.
Lord. And also, well,
let's just take straws.
Going back to the Darth Bane's idea of there being a finite amount, there is talk when Mace Windu is going, I feel my Force powers diminishing because of the Sith Lord is rising in power. So maybe they were onto something.
No, but it's midichlorians. Midichlorians.
Mini-Koreans.
It's
just
the mini-Koreans in your bloodstream. Is Mace Windu just an idiot? Is he like,
no.
My Force powers are weakening. They're like,
they just keep saying,
mate.
Mate, how old is that textbook?
Dude, what are you? He's like, nah, it's the right way. Science. He's a young Earth creationist.
Well, I guess with the Jedi thing, every time a Jedi is talking about Sith and sensing them, they say it in like a different dumb way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel my Force powers draining. Maybe it's because, like, sort of like fog.
Yeah, I think it is sort of like we're clouding the
Oh, so that's another power the Sith have?
No, it's not like a power. It's sort of like poisoning the water supply.
Yeah, because like apparently the whole premonitions, they can see shit as well. That's another force power. He's just seeing the future. And Yoda's kind of like, I can't see shit because the Sith are clouding my premonitions.
Just Yoda walking around. You couldn't see it, listeners, but Zam had his hands up in the air. Just Yoda being like blind, being like, I can't see shit.
Shit.
Can't see shit, can I?
See was... shit, I cannot.
And my run was like, can I can't see shit?
So
see shit, I cannot.
Fucking Yoda with his like everything he's realized is a bit of a revelation.
I still think Yoda's very... He's not very wise. They say he's wise, but
he gets
he's
swamp
not.
Brain I think... in between episode 3 and
he,
4.
He gets mega swamp brain because his advice to Luke Skywalker, you know...
listen to Obi-Wan, you should.
Like, you want to say, oh, listen to Obi-Wan, you should.
Do or do not. There is no try.
There is no try.
Like, that's the worst advice you can give anyone. Like, just, you either do it or you don't. No, there's no in between.
But with the Force, that makes sense.
Why?
Yes, why?
Because like with the Force, you shouldn't be thinking about it. You should just be doing it because it's sort of like a...
So is the Force like instinct? Like,
yeah.
Is it like breathing? I hate the Force, guys. I'm going to just say that now. I, Jackson Bailey... Want nothing
Wait,
to do.
But is it like breathing then?
No.
Like I have no control over it, it just happens.
No, it's not like that.
I don't try and breathe. It just happens, guys.
No,
I can stop myself, but I eventually...
There's not really a just turn actual thing out. That's like a good comparison. It's sort of just like, because if you're thinking about it, you're trying to like force the Force.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't work. It's got to sort...
But, I mean...
Is it like a blockage...
No, is it, you know when major athletes or people, performers, and they sort of get all up in their own headspace so they can't actually do stuff?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Actually, I do have a real life example. It's like trying to force an erection.
Oh, no, you just gotta let it come.
No, yeah, you can't just be like, I'm gonna get a boner
right now.
I'm
gonna try it now, listeners.
Oh my god, you're very erect.
Jackson,
a little
what
bit
the
of,
fuck?
A little bit of movement.
Yeah, no, you can move your dick, but you can't
no,
just...
No, I'm getting nothing.
You can't just go from like...
You can't just go from
flaccid
full
to fucking
to full
midnight.
Flaccid to midnight. 10 flaccid to midnight. Yeah, okay. Hey, that explains the Force a bit.
So that bullshit aside.
Why would there be the belief that there is a finite amount of Force? Was no one doing studies?
Like,
no.
How do you
not find midichlorians?
Well, it's a Sith.
Ain't nobody been looking at blood beforehand?
Well, because it's a Sith, you could just assume that he's crazy.
He could be crazy. He could be power hungry. Also, when you want to study something, you kind of got to look at it as an all-encompassing thing.
Mm.
And the Jedi have this very, like the Jedi Council are very much, do not study the dark arts, so the dark side of the Force.
Mm.
Wonder if they offer defense against the dark arts, though.
I hope so. I really do.
They've just got fucking Palpatine teaching it.
Yeah. It'd be like a young Jedi with Palpatine's face on the back,
on the back of his head. Or in a turban. Literally no one does that. You could have a face in the back of your head and we'd be like, yeah, that's pretty normal. It's fucking Star Wars. I don't think I'd say that with them and be like, mate, it's fucking Star Wars. Do what you like with your head. We're not fast.
You want some fucking snake tails out of it? Sick.
Good, good.
Great. You fit in better now.
Your tongue should be another face. It's the kind of shit we love. You're in Star Wars.
So I guess there's... Because, yeah, Darth Bane was a long time ago. I forget how long, but it was a fair chunk a while back.
Yeah.
Imagine a Jedi with Bane's voice from Dark Knight Rises is real good.
Yeah, every time you say Darth Bane, I
perhaps
imagine...
you are wondering why I would shoot you. Well, lightsaber man. all right.
Did you say lightsaber man?
Lightsaber man.
Oh, I thought you said like... I don't know what joke like, I thought you
like
were trying
a
to make.
A lightsaber man? Like a stick figure, but all lightsabers? That's what you're picturing?
I thought you were like being Bane against Batman, but because it's Star Wars, you went to lightsaber man. And I was like, that might be the dumbest joke in the world.
But you weren't, but I
so
like
okay. I kind of like the idea of a young Bruce Wayne falling down a well and then being attacked by flying lightsabers.
Oh!
I have to make them like, fear what I do.
Cutting him, but also cauterizing his wounds. Lovely.
Well, no, because with lightsabers that you fucking train with, you can turn lightsabers down to just a burn rather
well,
than
yeah,
a...
But
no, 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 no.
So those are training lightsabers. These are wild lightsabers just hanging in a well for a good 20 years.
Hanging in the lightsaber cave under Wayne Manor.
There is lightsaber caves, but you only get crystals
yeah,
from it,
true.
Not lightsabers flying at
hell.
You. Wait, no, it makes sense.
I was going to say, like, what are lightsabers, but I don't want to know.
They're just, no, because it's like a mixture of crystals and a light beam.
Don't want to know.
So, yeah, so I guess there's not a lot of scientific study happening at the time because...
Mm. All there is, and he's just a Sith, so he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, no, because the Jedi don't want to do it because the Jedi don't want to study the Dark Force. And
here's a question that I just don't understand from Star Wars. Why the fuck are the Jedi so worried about bringing balance to the Force? Because they're already winning. The balance is already, like, it's tipped in their favor.
I reckon what it is, you know how they're like, oh, I feel a disturbance in the Force. I realize it's just like this background thing in the back of the head. They're like, something's off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like when you got like a little nick, like you got something in your eye, they're like, I'd really just like to like, sort that out. Like,
was
whatever.
It's kind of like, you know, have I turned off the stone?
They're like, oh, it's there. It's there. If I could just. Big balance of the Force, I wouldn't be stressing all the time.
No, because, like, what did they think bringing balance to the Force was? Killing the Sith?
Yes.
Like, is it... So all right, balance for them isn't light and dark being equal. It's just all light.
Yeah.
That's not...
Well, Jedi, the idea
I want to cure global warming by just making it daytime 24-7.
Nothing but ice cubes everywhere.
Actually, yeah, that makes
nothing
more sense.
Nothing but ice cube everywhere.
Again, this comes down to what do we mean by the balance of the Force? And so the Jedi firmly believe that the Force exists in nature as a positive thing, as in the light side is what it is in nature. The dark side of the Force is the natural light side being corrupted.
So they Sith are like orcs.
Sort of. The Sith are kind of like, hey, we're
I'm sure if I liked or understood Lord of the Rings, I would agree with you, so I'm going to just pretend that I do and say yes.
I'm going to go with, I understand Lord of the Rings, and no.
No,
no, not at all.
It's like the Uruk-hai. Like a corrupt version of the fucking thing.
It's kind of like a corrupted elf.
That's
wait,
an orc.
Are the orcs?
That's an orc, mate.
Yep, so then yes.
Okay, let it be known that I wasn't lying when I said that, and you're a fucking idiot.
Are the orcs corrupted elves?
Yes.
All right, then.
That's why...
Isn't it the Uruk-hai? I thought it was the
Uruk-hai. No, the orc is a corrupted elf, and then an Uruk-hai is when they're like, let's beef up this orc with steroids.
Aren't they, like, just bringing him back from the dead or something?
I don't understand Lord of the Rings, even less than I understand Star Wars.
Mud people.
Mudbloods.
Yeah, so
another universe I don't understand.
So you've got the light. Yeah, the Jedi are basically saying, look, the light side, the light is what, you know,
the basic.
It is what it is.
That's the Force as is. When the dark side start using it, it is all corrupted, and that's bad. So we need to wipe out all of the Sith,
and that's it.
Like there is no movement for the Jedi. I like the idea of, like, again, hey, light side, dark side, let's have a bit of grey. And there is such a thing as, like, the grey Jedi.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you can't have a little bit of good without a little bit of bad. It's all good. And they're like, that's the way
it's a famous quote from a Star Wars film.
Yep.
bit of good, bit of bad.
Star
How about
Wars.
A bit of both.
I'm pretty sure Padme said that.
Hey, I want to be a Sith. Hey, Anakin, you gotta have a little bit of good, a little bit of bad.
And Jar Jar is like,
younglings.
Party with the Jedi Council.
Good times.
Do you think the Sith and the Jedi Council, are they paying attention to each other?
Also, that just reminded me about the slaughtering of the younglings. So many times in the prequel trilogy, Jedi, because it comes up with Count Dooku, it's like he's under arrest. How many fucking times you see a Jedi arrest someone? Never. They just, all of them just murder people.
See, my favorite is Mace Windu when he's finally arresting Senator Palpatine. So he's got him by the, like,
Palpatine, Padme.
Who knows, guys? Han, Han. There's
Han.
No consistency. Yeah, but
Hans.
Yeah, but
Hans Solo.
Watch it again and just pay attention to Lando. His best friend fucks up his name. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but, like, some people call you Joel, I call you cunt face. It's the same thing.
little bit of column A, little bit of column B.
But a good little bit of bad.
Yeah, bit of both.
Bit of both. Yeah, exactly. What were we talking about? I just completely stopped
thinking. We're talking about arresting.
Oh, right. So when Mace Windu is about to arrest this Jedi. Oh, sorry, I'm going to arrest this prick.
Sith Lord.
Yeah. And something happens, and he's like, no,
he's lightning him, and he deflects it with his lightsaber, something that is never seen happening ever again in the series.
And then he's like, maybe only purple ones. I'm not going to arrest him. He turns in about a good 30 seconds. He's like, he goes from, I'm arresting him, to, no, I'm just going to cut off his head. I'm just going to cut off his head.
No.
And then Anakin's like, no, you got to
arrest
him.
He's not cutting off his head. His lightsaber, like, he's using his own lightning, just destroying his own face. And he's just like, yeah. Fuck you, mate. Fuck you. And Anakin's like, no, arrest him. And they're like, nah, mate.
Doesn't he push him out of window?
Yeah.
I mean, yes! Meant to say window.
He
cuts off his hands and he falls out the window.
Yeah, he wants to arrest him, and then he turns on a dime and he's like, I'm gonna wipe him out. I'm gonna kill him.
You know what Mace Windu, my mate's thinking? He's thinking, hey, all this shit about Anakin, it's gonna be me that brings balance to the Force.
Yeah.
People will never forget my name, Mace fucking Windu.
Mace Windu is a fucking idiot. He's like,
hey, he had a mountain named after him. It's all right.
Fast forward 18 years, no one mentions him ever again.
Mace Windu?
Mace Window?
I know a guy fell out of window.
And that's how we got the name Window.
Yeah.
Before that, it was just called Glass Quest. Star Wars has so many different names, but there's Dooku and Windu. Like, that's the same name, guys.
No, it's not Dooku.
No, like... hey, we're introducing two new characters in this film. One's Mace Windu, one's Count Dooku.
I guess
that's kind of rhymes.
Like...
That's just rhyming.
Which is, surely someone is bothered by that.
If you were, talking about, Saruman and Sauron in Lord of the Rings, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough, that was an odd choice. Like, those are very similar names.
That also makes me mad. Bilbo Baggins and Frodo Baggins? That's the same last name, guys. I really thought
you were going to go with those two rhyme, so that's weird. And
Bilbo.
Don't rhyme, Dusha.
Baggins rhymes with Baggins, though.
Very good point. So Mace Windu does turn on a dime about wanting to arrest or kill. Anakin also does the same thing about Count Dooku. He's like, I'm going to arrest you, and then he's like, nah,
I got two lightsabers up to your head, mate, you're done.
Maybe the Sith have the right idea.
Maybe the Sith... What?
Just like two. Just two will do you. How about this? We live in the Star Wars universe. And also, we have a shit rat time.
Also, just hang on. I have a theory on what you just said about the turning on the dime thing. Poison, like the whole foggy force. Palpatine is right there both times that happens. So he could be
clouding their judgment.
Clouding their judgment. Because Anakin's like, no, we're going to arrest him. Kills Mace Windu.
And then he's like, I'm Darth Vader now.
I guess kill kids?
That's what I feel like doing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good theory.
And then the Emperor is just like, arise, Lord or Darth Vader. And Anakin's like, that's a sick name.
Fuck yeah, I'll be that guy.
Which to me is just a great... Did he have that planned?
Like that name? Or was it like on the moment he's like, shit, need to give him a name. Darth Vader.
He's looking at Darth Windu. No, he...
Darth Windu? Darth Vader. I like to think he looked at a vase and then a ladder. Darth Vader. Yeah. Perfect. All right.
Good.
Well, because
it's like a stormtrooper on a ladder putting your face on the shelf. It's like, should I not be here? I'll get down.
This feels like a very private moment between just you two.
Somebody told me, but I think you override what he's. I'll go.
The good part about this moment is we can jump back into the original question. Why does Sith take apprentices? That makes sense because. Like, apprentices are usually the ones that get fucked over. It's rare for a master. Like, out of all of these examples...
Oh, that's true.
That fucking guy that was like, oh, I can cure death and...
Plagueis.
Sidious is like, no, well, you're fucking asleep, you can't mate. Lightsaber in the dick.
Yeah.
Face. Well, maybe in the dick.
Maybe one in the face, one in the dick.
He doesn't say like he's not in the dick, so... Yeah, I'll allow it.
That would be the best line
right
in Star Wars. Just
hole.
Like...
Yeah, the terrible tale of Darth Plagueis thought he could cure death, and then he got stabbed in the dick.
How do you know who was stabbed in the dick? Palpatine?
Wow.
Just like Anakin being
that's
like...
That's a story for another day.
Like, he's like, so what am I supposed to learn from this? Like, fuck up, you get stabbed in the dick. Okay. Good advice.
Because, yeah, that's a master being fucked over, but Maul dies, Dooku dies... Anakin kills Sidious, but Sidious has a pretty good run before that.
Sidious is an old man by the end of days.
Like, Sidious has beat him.
There are also sneaky secret apprentices. Let's not forget them in the EU, let's say.
Oh, right, I was like, EU? What? Extended universe.
The European Union. Mm-hmm. No, the extended universe.
Expanded universe.
Expanded universe.
Samus.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All day, every
day. I am.
Marvel, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yep. Yeah, in the extended universe, there are sneaky Sith apprentices.
Yeah, so I think the Lord Vader has one called Starkiller.
Shitty name.
Wait, who has it? Oh, Vader.
Vader.
Does he kill Starkiller?
He calls him Starkiller. That's his...
Oh, right.
Vader was a better
name. Force Unleashed.
Saying it now, Vader was a better name. Yeah. Vase Ladder is better than Starkiller.
The worst part about that is this is taking a step back, but in the original script for the Star War,
yeah,
my favorite name, Luke's name was going to be Starkiller.
Anakin
Starkiller.
Yep, was the hero.
Starwalker.
Whoa,
Skywalker's like he's walking in the sky. He's living in space. Starkiller is like
he's a bad guy.
He's killing sons.
Yeah, no, there was a Luke Skywalker in the original script. Yeah, and he was just an old. Basically, he was Ben Kenobi, but Luke Skywalker, shitty man. And then there was Anakin Sky.
Sneaky Star apprentices Killer. Like,
but yeah, there were sneaky apprentices
like mistresses.
Yeah,
yep.
That's awesome.
And they all have the exact same goal. We're going to train you up, you're going to be a sweet apprentice, and then we're both going to kill the Emperor and I'll be the new master.
It never works out, guys. Like, you can't have a sneaky Sith apprentice and not to go tits.
Look, he's not going to leave his master for you. So sneaky apprentice, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And especially, it's extra weird, like, the master, then the apprentice has an apprentice. Mm-hmm. What if that apprentice has another apprentice? That's because sort of just fucks your whole thing.
Eventually someone's going to be like, I feel like there's less force than there used to be.
There is something
going on.
Like, everyone just walks out to their force tank in the backyard. They're like, this is lower than normal.
Something's up. The universe is big. The galaxy is big.
You got your inner rim. You got your outer rim.
You got your middle rim.
You've just got your rim.
Just basic rim.
Yeah.
Entry-level rim. No, what if, like, there's another Sith Lord?
Yeah.
Just, like, out in the outer rim. Well, he's training up an apprentice and they meet up and they're like, oh.
Well, then they fight to the death, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
If anything, two per planet makes more sense.
Two per planet is reasonable.
Yeah.
Because traveling in the Star Wars universe is pretty easy. So maybe two per star system?
No, two per planet.
What happened when Bane killed all the other Sith?
I don't know if he killed them all. Again, my...
Order 65.
Order 65. Killing all the other Sith. Yep.
So, but like, okay, so say they die in a bus accident.
Yeah. Suspicious bus accident.
Tragic bus accident.
Yeah, and they're all
in
dead.
Space.
And it's just Bane left and his apprentice, and he's like, things don't feel so different. What if he was like, that didn't work. Well, clearly I don't feel more powerful.
After that, he was probably like, I should kill the Jedi. He was probably just like, I should kill everyone. Or someone killed him after he killed all the Sith, because, like, you fucked up,
it's his apprentice that killed him, so he could become the master. See, it was just...
I understand. With the question, so after all of this, I feel like, I can completely understand why a master would take on an apprentice, because it's sort of like their fall guy.
Not just that. I mean, as a master, as you get older...
You need a friend.
Need a friend, but you think about this. You're a Sith Lord.
Your legacy, where's it going?
You're like...
Someone needs to tell all the sick stories you did.
Yeah. Like, you're a Sith Lord, you've accumulated all this power, this wealth, this knowledge of this force. You're gonna die one day. You may as well Even the guy who's like,
I've cured death.
Stabbed him in the dick while he was sleeping. Yeah. If you could cure death, how come he couldn't cure sleep?
If he could cure death, why couldn't he... Why the fuck didn't he just wake up?
No, just why couldn't
Darth Sidious, like, the world's sneakiest man? Like, because lightsabers make a noise when they turn on as well, and if...
He lightsabered him. He could have just force-lightninged or strangled him.
Force-lightninged his dick off?
Yeah.
And even if he did that, regardless of what he did, so say it was a force choke, fucking this mate, he's the master. He could be just like, well, I'm going to force choke you back.
Well, think how old Palpatine is, right?
Yeah.
Could have been older again. Older and shittier.
Yeah,
Plagueis could have been real old and shitty.
And he had no dick at this point.
Wait, was the first dick stabbing just like a failed attempt? Like, he woke up and he was like, that's not my head. And the guy was like, fuck! And then he just had a lightsaber in his dick until the next night.
I like that he didn't even wait. He just tried again the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart. Yeah, like, no, no, didn't even kill him. Right? Just
like, yeah, stabbed him in the dick. He's like, that hurt. Takes it out. I'm still a bit tired still.
Back to bed.
Oh, no. And then the head. No, so, yeah, why
maybe
didn't
curing
he cure
death
sleep?
Made him really I mean, sleepy.
That's just...
Well, I don't know. Anywho. Like, his sleep...
Sleep's pretty good. I like if
I'm
I could cure
on board with it, but if
I could cure sleep, I would not.
If I could
not.
Cure sleep, I would.
I just feel like if
more
you...
productive.
No, but think about how good that moment of just falling asleep feels.
Yeah, but if I could have like the force to be like, I'm energizing myself and I
would
don't...
you cure fucking masturbation?
No, no, no.
Well, it's the same thing.
That's an odd claim to make.
No, it's like you'd be more productive if you didn't masturbate. Surely.
I suppose. If you could remove your sex drive.
But then again, I don't masturbate for 8 hours a day, dude.
Oh, okay. I can see where the issue with the analogy is. See, more of a 10-hour a day guy, right?
Any less than 6 is ridiculous.
It's really hard to, like, focus. I'm scared to drive if I go for less than 6. Who knows what'll happen?
I don't know why you didn't.
Might just ejaculate behind the wheel.
Maybe he wanted to die. Maybe he was ready for it.
Maybe he was ready to, but yeah, I can see why you would, as a master, want an apprentice to someone who can continue your line, your legacy.
Also,
because you've done all this stuff, but then
Palpatine,
you
again.
Know your apprentice is going to kill you because you keep teaching him this way, the rule of two. How about, no, that doesn't exist. That was a silly idiot.
I guess the benefit there is that, like, because there's only two of you, if you wanted to stop it, you could just be like, yeah.
Well,
nah,
I think the thing is, like, killing your master is, because, like, the master's usually, like, fucking nuts for the Sith code.
Yeah.
Killing your master is sort of like the, yeah, you're fucking... your real deal now. You've just
like,
killed
yeah, like, I know you're a bad guy.
Yeah, no, it's just you're ready to be the master because you have outmastered me.
Like but, when the Karate Kid
kicked
that kid in the face. Kicked him in
kills
the...
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, exactly like
when
that
he
scene.
When the Karate Kid just fucking just kicks Mr. Miyagi right in his dumb jaw.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's like, wax on this, motherfucker.
Wax this on.
But fair enough, rule of two, yeah, you have to... kill your Sith to be like the master to become the master. That's in a weird way, I get that. If you're on a level playing field, you know, yeah, I'm clearly more powerful than you, I should be better than you, but Plagueis was sleeping.
Yeah.
That's not a fair plague field.
Well, and I also feel like just for practicality's sake, you're like, there are a lot of Jedis. Like, it's just probably practical to keep at least, again, per star system, so that we're not bumping into each other because awkward.
Yeah.
But like, how many Jedi were there?
Too many.
Like millions?
Let's just say.
Like a hot 50?
Sneaky 10,000. Let's go with that.
Okay, like a sneaky 10,000. And two Sith.
Yeah.
So why didn't the Jedis be like, can we just
also, do you
fucking
know what's,
storm the
do you know what's
castle?
Fucking dumb about that? So yeah, 10,000 v2, the two fucking win.
That's dumb as hell.
Well, in their defense, the two get like...
sneaky.
20,000 clones.
Yeah, but
and
guns.
Clones are disposable, aren't we? You can just throw a lot of clones.
Yeah, but
at
like
issue.
They had droids
and also
before
a
that.
Bunch of the Jedi's are younglings. I doubt they would put up much.
Does everybody start off as a Jedi?
What?
What do you mean? As in the Sith? No.
So how do they learn how to make lightsabers?
They do. Sometimes they do. A lot of Jedi are corrupt. A lot of Sith are corrupt Jedi.
Yeah, well, Dooku's a corrupt Jedi. Anakin is, but I don't think Maul was.
Does someone
a Jedi.
Make their lightsabers? Is there someone sneakily playing both sides against each other?
No, you make
to
your own lightsaber.
His lightsabers. How? Who teaches you?
That's one of the ways of becoming a Jedi is that you
master,
make your own your lightsaber.
The master sort of teaches you how to do it, and also it's like forcey.
Yeah, it's all some force bullshit, plus it personalizes.
Yeah. Like a wand.
Yeah.
But like, a wand you make yourself, you don't buy.
Yeah, no, the wand chooses you.
But
kinda like the lightsaber, you nope, not at all.
The robot
C-3PO.
Four arms, yes.
Grievous.
Yes, Grievous. He had four lightsabers.
Yeah, he stole them off
not
Jedi.
A Jedi.
I know.
Jedi.
Yeah. All I'm saying is like, did it feel wrong when he held them?
No.
Like,
they're not sentient.
Like
no,
how
no,
like how Anakin and Obi-Wan in episode 2 end up with fucking not their lightsabers because they've just had that fight with those things in the arena.
Mm.
And Anakin ends up with a green lightsaber. Sure, he gets his arm cut off like a little bitch.
Yeah.
He loses a lot of limbs in that series.
Everyone loses a lot of limbs in
that
series.
No, because like Anakin loses his arm there. He loses his hand to Luke. Luke cuts off his hand again.
Mm.
He also loses two legs and an arm when he's fighting Obi-Wan in episode 3.
Yeah, his natural leg and arms.
Yeah.
Basically, there's a legs and arms. Like, he's basically like a little, like he's got no arms and legs.
Yeah.
Like no, he's more robot robots. Than man. Yeah.
Well, think about it. A lot of people just lose a lot of hands in that whole series.
Do you know what they should put in? Cross guards.
You know, they should put in just like wrist gauntlets.
Also smart.
Maybe some lightsaber gloves.
Yeah. Yes. Imagine punching someone in the face with a lightsaber. Imagine punching someone in the dick with a lightsaber glove. The dick would just disintegrate as you move down.
Lightsaber Wolverine claws. Schnickety fucking schnick.
Imagine like the moment your two lightsaber like boxing gloves hit, they'd make a joof, joof, joof. Oh,
that's sick as hell.
Can I just point out that the best thing about episode one is that song that I just started singing?
Oh, no, it's like, oh, the music and that scene. That, so good. Everything else, though.
Yeah.
No, except the double-ended lightsaber. That's pretty
sick.
Oh,
that was rad. But I'm encompassing that in that song.
So just making a lightsaber is just something you know? Like just
No, it's not something you know. It's something you sort of teach, and it's a sort of, what's that word?
Sort of like a master and apprentice, like bonding session.
Passage of, rite of passage.
Sort of like Mr. Miyagi teaching fucking, yeah.
If you could just explain all Star Wars concepts through the Karate Kid, that'd be swell.
We'll do our best.
No problem.
He's getting, I get it. He's getting the
it's
idea.
It's bonding.
Because, I think there's a big ritual about it. Like, you maybe have to go into your cave and pick a crystal.
Do you make the materials and shit for the handle?
Let's go with no. Maybe someone does
you
it.
Do. Yes, you do.
Yes. Let's
so
go
you're
with
like,
yes.
As well as being a Master Sith you or a Master Jedi, you're engineer. A fucking, like, you are a forge. You worked a forge as well. You're a bit of a blacksmith. But
a
like
little.
A future blacksmith.
Yeah.
Yeah, an engineer, maybe.
Past blacksmith, long time ago.
Can you just
you
decide,
idiot.
Like... Why? Do you just decide like what you have in your lightsaber?
Well, yeah, because like Obi-Wan's one.
So Maul was
like
just
a...
like, what have I had too?
Well, that's the thing is some Jedi's actually dual willed. So like, why doesn't everyone just do
Did
that?
Did the first bonding session not quite work?
I'm guessing like, it's about fighting
styles.
Try
another one
because you could be like, I just want. I'm better with like a double light, you know, as in two handed, or I'm better with just two one.
And I'm really angry about Qui-Gon. He holds his lightsaber like a piece of shit. Because he two-hand wields it and just looks dumb.
Oh, like a greatsword?
Yeah. And Obi-Wan's just like swinging his around in one hand like a mad dog.
Yeah, well, that's just different fighting styles.
Yeah. And one's better than the other.
He's got a staff, one's got just a one-hander.
Can you choose a gun?
You really have lightsaber shields, guys. I just thought that would be kind of cool.
Then you're like proper, like, future knights.
Also, because if you had lightsaber shields, blasters would no longer exist.
Hmm?
Blasters, there was just no chance blasters would exist.
Could you just be like, I don't want a lightsaber? Is that okay? Like, if the Sith Lord was like, Jackson,
well,
it's time to come into the shop, we're going to make you a lightsaber.
Yoda doesn't
have
a lightsaber in episode 4, 5, and 6.
It's because he lost it.
Because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he dropped it in the Senate, and he's like, I should pick that up, I should. Nah.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, the moment Luke lands in
the
Dagobah system...
He has the fucking force, he could just be like, whoop,
yeah,
got it together.
You're right, he could, but as we just established, nah. So
I like to imagine it, like, Luke landing in the Dagobah system, and he's like, train me up, and Yoda just kind of, like, looks out the swamp where, like, his lightsaber's just in the mud, and he's like, for me, get to that. And Luke's just like, pulls it out from Yoda's like, sick, and just leaves. Yeah,
it's like force pushes Luke, gets into his X-wing, and just jumps off. Yoda's back.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I believe that's how it works. Well, is the Sith way like any good? Like, if we're like, I mean, not the Sith. Sorry, we're like, yeah, Sith way. It's fine. Jedi's, are they doing okay?
Well, the system of training up like a school thing, so it's sort of more like on terms of, than just throwing other pop culture references at. Sort of like in the Karate Kid, how there's a school,
like a dojo.
Yeah, it's like a dojo in the Karate Kid. I mean, like, some get special treatment, like the Karate Kid or Anakin, but others are just raised in the dojo. They turn out okay.
Yeah.
One gets kicked in the jaw.
Yeah.
Does Anakin eventually win the fight? Not Anakin. Does Luke win the fight against Darth Vader by kicking him in the balls? That is how Karate Kid ends,
no,
right?
No, he kicks him in the face.
I've been remembering that film wrong my whole life.
There might be a parody where that happens. It seems like a thing that people would find funny. Well, we all laughed at it, so hey, maybe they're right.
All right.
So I think the Jedi have a better idea having an
they're raising
academy.
Like, yeah,
yeah, but
Jedi
you can't
academy.
Pay attention to all the Jedi, and that would stress me out if I was like in
It'd
charge.
It'd be like a teachers, though. You'd have like one
It'd
Jedi
be like teachers
teacher
if one of your to... kids could end up ruling the world with evil.
Well, yeah, it's
that's why you
like
teach them to not.
Like when you teach a school of children, like one of them could just kill a kid one day.
Yeah, but okay, so you've got like a class of Jedi, and you've got like this troublemaker up the front, and you're like, look, I'm gonna have to focus all my attention on him, like a teacher with a troubled kid.
You know what you'd do?
What?
Get fucking Master Yoda in here. Either kick him out of the academy or like give him Yoda time.
Yeah,
that's the whole point. Because there's like
some Yoda time.
Well, think about it. It's like look at in terms of teaching, you've got with us, we have the adult bunch of kids. We're the same kind of level, but we are older, wiser. We know how to handle ourselves.
But I wasn't talking about that kid. That kid wasn't the problem.
Yeah, no, but same thing with the Jedis. We're all force sensitive.
No, we all know where that was going, though. Like, you focus all your attention on that one kid, and then the rest of the class get left behind.
No, I was saying, what if there's, like, one kid in the back that doesn't cause a fuss, and he just kind of sits there and he pays attention. You still train him up, and he still becomes a dick. You've just got too many people.
Yeah, but do you know what's kind of handy about that? It's sort of like if you're a teacher of a dojo in the Karate Kid, but you can read all of the kids' thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you can do that.
Because it's sort of like in the film.
You can be like, hey, stop thinking about murder.
It's like a big dark cloud over just one of them. Like,
this one.
I don't know, because you're clouding my judgment, so murder? I guess?
Whatever it is, I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, no, it's sort of like in the film Star Wars, how, like, the Force exists.
Unless it's done with the Karate Kid, I'm afraid I'm not going to understand.
Well, I think
can you be kicked out of the academy?
Yes,
how rough to be an ex-Jedi? You can. But not even.
You can get expelled.
Can you, though?
Obi-Wan almost gets expelled. I've read too much extended universe stuff.
If they get expelled from the academy, isn't that just prime Sith-making material?
Yeah, well, you're like, hey,
no, because what happens
fuck
is...
Fuck you, buddy. Get out in the street. And he's like, fuck the Jedi.
In the book series Jedi Academy, there's like an age where like if you don't get picked up to be an apprentice, then soz, mate. Get out of town.
You're just a fucking force-sensitive spastic roaming around Naboo fucking people up. And like, Jedi, this guy's just electrocuting people? And they're like, I don't know.
No, because
no one wanted to train him.
He was too old. Sorry.
So, actually, it's sort of us. It's more like on board with like what you were saying, like the one-on-one time being better. It's sort of like this. It's sort of like being in primary school and you have to get selected to go to a secondary school.
Okay.
And don't necessarily get selected.
So but is there a public school?
No, I think it's
all like the shitty ones.
So are you telling me that somewhere in the Star Wars universe, there's like a guy who he made it up to like your basic level. He didn't quite make it to the second level, and now he just like sells fish, uses the force to bring the fish
to
him?
No, because
that's awesome.
I'm on board. It's like the age is like 15 or
Fishmon Galondo.
It's either 15 or 16, which seems old, but like if it was younger, I'd agree. Because like, okay, sure. You get taken away from family for like a couple of years. You get raised to be a Jedi, but you only get to like basic stuff. It's not like they're like, here's how you force electrocute cuts.
Yeah, but surely you could be like, pick up a fish, put it in the fryer, you know.
Throw the fryer at my dad.
Become a Sith. Fishmon Garondo. Darth Fishmon.
His special powers, just like force summoning fish and just throwing at people.
Electric fish. His lightsaber
eels?
Is
an eel.
An eel. Okay. I was gonna go like something cool, like a harpoon, but hey,
an eel
then.
Floppy.
Flopping it around. And they're like, is that an eel though? Yes.
Yeah, and I think he's Vader's
fishmonger before.
He's Vader's secret apprentice because he's kind of embarrassed by him a little.
Yeah, but
he doesn't want to bring him.
It's
before
not so
the
much
emperor.
That like he feels like the emperor will be like the rule of two. He's more like, hey,
who the fuck is this guy? When the emperor is like, bring Luke before me. If he then takes on Luke as an apprentice, is he gonna have to just kill Vader?
Oh, no, because at this point.
No, it's just that point is the Emperor doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing with the rule of two with the Sith. Like, the Jedi are the ones that just keep saying that. The Sith don't give a fuck.
I think they gave a fuck up to a point. Maybe the Emperor's got too old and it's stupid.
Like, well, I think
why were we doing that?
But then...
Well, no, because Vader's like, talking about
Vader's like, hey, look.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Join the dark side, we'll fuck up the Emperor. Apprentices, man, it's just power hungry.
So, no, I can understand why. If I was a Sith Master, I'd want a Sith Apprentice. Mm. And when he killed me, I'd be like, good job, son.
But then
you did well, right?
I could come back as a Force ghost
and just harass
and just haunt
him forever.
Him, like, why'd you stab me in the dick? You piece of shit. You just could have just straightened the head. But
I wonder if Force ghost. Well, Luke mentions that in episode 4 that he felt Ben there with him guiding the missile. So can Force ghosts still use the Force to a bit? Because
I think so.
That is scary.
That is terrifying.
And a question for another day. We're done here.
So the Sith are just stupid?
Yeah, everyone.
Power-hungry idiots?
No, not even Jedi. I think everyone's just dumb.
I feel like be a fishmonger.
Throw your fryer at your dad. Use the Force. Do whatever, I don't care. I just need to lie down.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been barely alive.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.